Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sling.
And since we're talking about glasses, how old were you when you got your first pair of glasses?
Wow, that's a good question. That's been ages. Okay, 我近视大概有好几十年了吧。So maybe when I was 11?
Mm-hmm. I think me around the same time as well. Maybe I was in the third or fourth grade, so a little bit younger than you.
Yeah, that's pretty early. Okay, what happened? So, did you watch too much TV or something?
Well, I have a funny story to tell you guys. You know, when I was younger, I saw some people in my class wear glasses. And at that time, I thought, whoa, they looked really cool. Like, these
and
people,
smart.
Yeah, you look so smart. You look so cool.
Yeah.
So during that time, when I was younger, I actually was trying to purposely make my eyes go bad so I can wear glasses.
Oh, really?
I regret it.
Okay. Tiffany, 她是故意要让眼睛坏掉哦。So, yeah, so do you still like wearing glasses?
No, I totally regret it. I just feel like, oh, if you have good vision, keep your vision.
Yep.
Don't try to ruin it like me. Because you can just wear, you know, glasses without the lenses as well.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just wearing glasses is so much trouble when you, like, go swimming or exercising and so much more.
Yeah, and then you just feel so blind sometimes. You can't see anything.
Yeah, when you wake up.
Exactly. So you have to take care of your eyes and make sure you visit an eye doctor and just do regular checkups to just make sure your eyes are healthy and maybe your vision is not going bad.
真的要好好检查眼睛，然后定期要保护，然后找医生检查这样子。
Yeah, especially since so many of us use computers and smartphones now. That's really, really bad for our eyes.
真的 totally true. 一直用手机和电脑，我们真的要更小心啦，对不对？
That's right. Well, let's continue reading our conversation and see what else happens at the eye doctor.
A new pair of glasses.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can use in a glasses shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Glasses shop. Contact lenses. Eye chart.Optometrist, prescription, auto refractor, sunglasses, rimless glasses, frame, lens, blue light blocking glasses, optician. Edmund goes to talk to the optician.
Hi, the optometrist gave me this prescription.
Would you like glasses or contact lenses?
Glasses. I don't like contact lenses.
How do you feel about blue light blocking glasses?
Oh, I'd like a pair.
Great. Now, which of these frames do you like?
Oh, this one. It's light and comfortable.
If you buy them, we'll give you a free pair of prescription sunglasses.
Can I try some rimless glasses?
Sure. Here you go.
These are great. I think I'll buy them.
Okay, come back in a week. They'll be ready then.
Light, light. My jacket is very light, but it's not very warm. My jacket is very light, but it's not very warm. Comfortable, comfortable. Steve's bed is comfortable, and he sleeps very well. Steve's bed is comfortable, and he sleeps very well. Try, 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 tried, tried. If you want to try these pens, you can use the paper here. If you want to try these pens, you can use the paper here. Ready, ready. Kids, come to the table. Dinner's ready, and it's time to eat. Kids, come to the table. Dinner's ready, and it's time to eat.
All right, so in the next day, we see our conversation again. And now, Edmund goes to talk to the optician, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the setting is he goes to the optician. So an optometrist and optician, they do two different things, okay? Edmund says, hi, the optometrist gave me this prescription. So optometrist, optician, they just basically mean eye doctor, but they do two different kinds of jobs.
Mm-hmm. Edmund 就走去跟这个 optician 讲话，又来一个男字了。那这个人是谁呢？刚刚这个 optometrist 其实他是验光师的意思嘛，对不对？那他们是需要执照的。那 optician 则是配镜师，他会根据处方签帮你配眼镜啦。那 Edmund 就说，验光师给我这张处方签，那 prescription 呢，就是处方签的意思啦。
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's easier now, huh? Yeah. All right, so next, Ruth. Okay, remember, Ruth is now a new art optician, and she says, would you like glasses or contact lenses?
这个配镜师呢，他叫 Ruth。他就说，你想要眼镜还是隐形眼镜呢？那要知道，眼镜叫做 glasses， 那 contact lenses 则是隐形眼镜的意思。那通常当然就是一对的嘛，所以就是用复数啦，就是 lenses。Would you like something or something？ 则是一种，就是有两个选择的时候常见的用法，像是 Would you like tea or coffee？ 你想要茶还是咖啡？这就是一个例子喽。
So of course, depending on some people, it really depends on what you like. Some people don't like wearing contact lenses because you put them into your eyes, and maybe it makes
and it feels weird.
Yeah, some people think it's weird to poke in your eye. And stuff like that. Or maybe they're just afraid their eyes might feel dry. So some people don't like wearing contact lenses. Some people are the opposite. They don't like wearing glasses. So they might get contact lenses. But here, Edmund says, glasses. I don't like contact lenses.
Edmund 看来就是很快就决定了。他是隐形眼镜派的。他说眼镜。我不喜欢隐形眼镜。
I'm the opposite. I don't like both of them now that I ruined my own vision. But then, if I had to choose, I think contact lenses are way more convenient. Your glasses won't fall.
I feel the same.
Yeah, you feel more free. But when you take it off, you can't see again. Yep. All right, so next, Ruth says, how do you feel about blue light blocking glasses? Okay? Now, I think this is quite important, especially for people getting glasses now, because we use a lot of, you know, we use our smartphones and computers so often, and it gives out this light called blue light. Now, blue light is just basically this light that comes out from our computer screens and cell phones, and over a long period of time, this blue light can be really bad for your eyes.
Yeah, it can burn your eyes.
I know, my God. So remember, you guys have to take a rest when you are using your cell phone or your computer, because, again, it's really bad for you.
Yep.
So, like we said, it's important to be careful and take care of your eyes, especially if you use the computer or smartphones really often.
Okay. Ruth 又提供了一个想法给 Edmund， 他说，那你觉得抗蓝光眼镜怎么样？这个年头，这个抗蓝光真的很重要啊。Blue light 就是蓝光的意思，那 blocking 则是阻挡，所以 blue light blocking glasses 这个很长的呢，就是抗蓝光眼镜的意思。
嗯哼，
那其实呢，还有很多说法，像是 anti 或是 anti blue light glasses， 或者是直接说 computer glasses。你打这些字去 Google 找，你可能就会找到类似的东西哦。
嗯哼 ，Next Edmund says I'd like a pair。And then Ruth says, great. Now, which of these frames do you like? Okay, Edmund also knows it's important to, you know,
Choose the right frames.
Choose the right frames. Also choose the right lenses, the blue light lenses. So now he gets to choose the type of frame he likes. Now, glasses can come in all different shapes and sizes. You can have round glasses, square glasses.
Or cat eye glasses.
Yes, cat eye glasses. And of course, it's always fun when you choose your glasses frame.
That's right.Edmund 说我想要一副那这些镜框你喜欢哪一个呢这个 Ruth 就说那 frame 在讲这个眼镜的时候就是特别在讲镜框但如果是在讲比如说一幅画那就是画框的意思
That's right Next Edmund says this one It's light and comfortable That's right When you wear glasses you have to make sure it's comfortable for you
Yep Edmund 就说就这副 This oneIt's light and comfortable. 它重量是轻然后又舒适这样子。
And here we have the word light. Light is spelled L-I-G-H-T. Light. Light here is an adjective and it means not heavy. For example, we can say my jacket is very light, but it's not very warm. My jacket is very light, but it's not very warm.
OK, light 是今天第一个单字文章里呢是做形容词使用意思是轻的那例句意思就是说哎，我的外套很轻但不是很保暖哦。
And then he says his glasses, he wants his glasses because, he wants this frame because it's light and comfortable. Yeah. Comfortable is our second word and it's spelled C-O-M-F-O-R-T-A-B-L-E. Comfortable. Comfortable is an adjective and it means it does not cause any kind of physical feeling of unhappiness or anything like that. It means you feel good about it. Okay? For example, if you wear your pajamas, they are very comfortable because you can move around in them, you feel free, it's light. However, if you have to wear a suit or if you have to wear formal clothes, you might feel very stiff, meaning you can't really move around in those clothes. So we can say suits,aren't comfortable, or you can also say suits are uncomfortable, but pajamas are comfortable. So that means pajamas, you feel good in them, you can move around. For example, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Steve's bed is comfortable and he sleeps very well. Steve's bed is comfortable and he sleeps very well.
那我们看到这边这个单字是 comfortable.那它是一个 adjective, 就是它是一个形容词。那意思就是舒服的、舒适的。那刚刚例句意思就是说 ,Steve 的床铺很舒服他睡得很好。
Next, Ruth says, if you buy them, we'll give you a free pair of prescription sunglasses, okay? So that means that they will, when something is free, it means it doesn't cost any money. So if he buys this pair of glasses, he gets a free pair of sunglasses with a prescription and he doesn't have to pay for anything. He doesn't have to pay any money at all. That's nice as well.
Okay. Ruth 说那个你如果你买这副眼镜那这边的 them 指的当然就是眼镜哦我就给你一副免费的处方签太阳眼镜就是一样的处方签开出来的太阳眼镜这样子那 free 在这边指的就是免费的有空我们也可以用 free 这个字哦。
Next, Edmund says,can I try some rimless glasses? When we talk about rimless glasses, it means sometimes on glasses, the frame on the outside is very thick. We can see the outline of the glasses. When it's rimless, it looks kind of transparent, like you can't really see the glasses on your face.
Edmund 就说我可以试试看无框眼镜吗他可能就是突然看到无框眼镜然后就哎有兴趣了他就说 Can I try those 那 Can I try something 就是说我可以试试看某一种东西吗
Alright so here we have our magic box Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back
OMG, 台湾的粉丝你们太热情了西洋天后我本人玛丽亚凯子每次来都好开心大家一直问我 Can you stay here forever? 我可以永远留在台湾吗我也想啊我爱你们么么么么么 可不可以，有没有可能，英文里面呢，我们就可以使用这些助动词，它们呢就叫做情态助动词。情态助动词哦，就用来表示能力，表示许可，也可以呢表示建议，它呢也可以用来表示可能性。 OK， 有哪一些字是情态助动词呢？比方说像是 can、could、may、might 等等哦，这些都属于我们的情态助动词。比方说你们问我可不可以永远留在这里， Can you stay here forever? Can you stay here forever? 你可以永远留在这里吗？这个 can 呢在这里就用来表示请求，询问一个可能性了。 I may be here forever， 我可能会永远的在这里。 I may be here forever。May 在这个句子里面呢，也是表示可能性哦。OK， 我可能会留在这里。这个呢，就是情态助动词。那今天呢，就要来讲讲情态助动词 can 跟 may 来表达请求的用法喽。我们什么时候会需要请求别人呢？答案是随时随地。跟妈妈说可以给我零用钱吗？跟老师说可以教我这一题吗？跟同学说可以借我笔吗？还是说跟店员说我可以试穿吗？等等，在英文里面的这些问题全部都可以使用 can 跟 may 来造句了。比方说呢，跟店员讲话好了， Can I try on this dress? 我可以试穿这件洋装吗？ Can you help me find a bigger one?太小件了，可以帮我找一件更大件的吗？ May 跟 can 都可以用在这些句子里面了，他们的过去式 might、could 也都可以用在时间哦，现在时间。注意到了， might 跟 could 是过去式，但是呢我们可以把它用在现在时间当中，这个是比较特别的用法。但是呢 may、might、can、could 它们有什么差别呢？差别其实就在于呢，是不是很委婉，是不是很有礼貌。当我们在请求别人的时候呢，如果我们使用 may 会比 can 来得委婉，来得有礼貌了。比方说呢， May I sit here? 我可不可以坐在这里呢？对比于这个 can, Can I sit here? 对比于 can 来讲呢， May 会变得比较有礼貌一些。那至于呢我们过去式的 might 或者是 could, 它呢又更加的委婉，更加的有礼貌，大家在口语当中要特别的留意咯。
Right, so when you go shopping and you see something that you like, mm-hmm. you can always ask, the person working there, can I try those on or can I try this on?
Yeah, don't be shy. Just ask the clerks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And it's okay to try things. Let's take a look at the word try. It's spelled T-R-Y, try.Try here is a verb, and it means to make an effort to do something. So, for example, you might have to make an effort to achieve something or achieve a goal. So when you try it, it means you try to put in work into it. For example, there is an English saying, it says, you never know if you don't try. And this phrase just means, how are you sure of something if you don't make an effort to do it? Maybe it will turn out to be good. Maybe it'll turn out to be bad, but it's okay. You won't know unless you put in effort. You won't know unless you try. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, if you want to try these pens, you can use the paper here. If you want to try these pens, you can use the paper here.
那这边我们看到这个单字是 try， 意思呢是尝试，它是一个动词哦。那它三态要记得 y 要改成 ied， 所以是 try， tried， tried。那你想要试写这些笔的话，你可以用这里的纸，就是刚刚这个例句的意思。
Mm-hmm. And Ruth says, sure, here you go.
Okay, Ruth 就跟 Edmund 说，没问题，你拿去试试看。Here you go.
And then Edmund says, he's wearing it, he says, these are great.I think I'll buy them.
Okay, he changed his mind.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, Edmund 戴上去以后就说什么呢？他说，这副好不错，我要买这一副。
And then Ruth says, okay, come back in a week. They'll be ready then. Okay, remember, it takes some time to find the right lenses, to get the thing right to fit your glasses. So he needs to come back a week later in order to get his new glasses.
Okay, Ruth 就说好，那一个礼拜后回来 ，in 再加上时间范围就表示多久以后。那一个礼拜以后这副眼镜就好了。So they'll be ready then. Then 就是一个礼拜以后了。
And then ready is spelled R-E-A-D-Y. Ready.Are you ready to learn what this word means? Well, it's an adjective and it means you are prepared to do something. For example, we can say, Kids, come to the table. Dinner's ready and it's time to eat. Kids, come to the table. Dinner's ready and it's time to eat.
好，我们看到最后一个单字，它是 ready。ready 是一个形容词哦，意思是准备好的。那刚刚例句意思就是说，孩子们快过来餐桌这里喽，晚餐准备好了，可以开动了。
Now I kind of want to get a new pair of glasses too.
I just got a new pair of glasses.
Yeah, I
saw one.
So I saw yours, and then I see this, and I think I want to get a new pair too. And also, I think it's time for me to get a checkup anyway. So why not?All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, now it's our review time. Are you guys ready?
You guys ready?
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to give you guys the definition, the meaning, and you guys have to try to guess the word. All right?
Try to beat me.
Try to beat Celine. All right, so this word means it makes you feel good. You don't have any kind of unhappy or unpleasant feelings. Like your pajamas feel this way.
It's...Comfortable,
That's right?
That's right,
comfortable. Comfortable means you feel good in something. Mm-hmm. This word means it's not heavy.
It's not heavy. It's light.
That's right.
Right?
Okay, this word means you are prepared to do something. You're prepared to do something. Like, are you prepared for your test?
I'm ready. Ready.
That's right. Mm. Okay, and the last word means to put effort into doing something.
Okay.
Because maybe you want to achieve your goal, or maybe you want to...
Okay, I think it's try.
Good. You never know if you don't try. Do you guys remember that? All right, so good job. Did you guys get any of the words right? It's okay.
I hope you do.
As long as you tried, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
A new pair of glasses.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can use in a glasses shop.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Glasses shop, contact lenses, eye chart, optometrist, prescription, auto refractor, sunglasses, rimless glasses, frame, lens, blue light blocking glasses, optician. Edmund goes to talk to the optician.
Hi.The optometrist gave me this prescription.
Would you like glasses or contact lenses?
Glasses. I don't like contact lenses.
How do you feel about blue light blocking glasses?
I'd like a pair.
Great. Now, which of these frames do you like?
This one. It's light and comfortable.
If you buy them, we'll give you a free pair of prescription sunglasses.
Can I try some rimless glasses?
Sure. Here you go.
These are great. I think I'll buy them.
Okay. Come back in a week. They'll be ready then.
Light. Light.My jacket is very light, but it's not very warm. My jacket is very light, but it's not very warm. Comfortable. Comfortable. Steve's bed is comfortable, and he sleeps very well. Steve's bed is comfortable, and he sleeps very well. Try.Try, try, tried, tried. If you want to try these pens, you can use the paper here. If you want to try these pens, you can use the paper here. Ready. Ready. Kids, come to the table. Dinner's ready and it's time to eat. Kids, come to the table. Dinner's ready and it's time to eat.